BTS Army, welcome back. This is my podcast, Begin the Search. It's inspired by BTS, and I am just here to say a few things. It's not going to be a full-length episode. This is my platform, this is what I've chosen, and since nobody else is involved in it with me, like I don't have a co-host, I don't have a team, I don't have anyone else to rely on or to encourage me or support me in creating this podcast. When I say I don't want to edit a podcast episode, it's because like I want to edit it, but I don't really have the time. I'm like, oh, I know I should edit that. I know I should shorten that way down. I don't think armies care about that. I don't think they want to hear about that. They want to hear about Namjoon. They want to hear about what he's doing. They want to hear about Hobi. They want to hear about every BTS member and what they're doing, or they want to hear about BTS collectively. And I feel bad because I talked more about me. But at the same time, I think that if you've been here a while, and if you have been listening to since my earlier episodes, I think you kind of know that I do make some kind of sidetracked, like conversations, or like I do go off and I do discuss other things. But I always do tie it back, or I almost always tie it back to BTS and like, what does it have to do with BTS? Why am I telling you about this or that? That's why I talk about anxiety. That's why I talk about depression, because my anxiety about illness is very high. My anxiety about dying in my sleep, my panic attacks, like, I have this thing where I've pretty much died in my sleep over and over and over again. That's how it feels, even though it's not true. I'm still here. I still wake up every morning. But I have died in my sleep, like seemingly in some kind of an anxiety or panic attack, like hundreds of times between 2015 and now. So that's like 8 years, right? 8 years of this terrifying, horrifying thing that's happening to me in my sleep. I don't know how to solve it. I don't know how to change it or reduce it. I don't know how to make it go away. So, I do talk about things like what I'm going through, what I've been through, what I know other people are going through. Not trying to gossip or spread people's personal information around or anything like that, but I'm trying to liken real life and real circumstances to, like, I'm trying to relate to people and I'm trying to let you guys know that there are things that I face that you can possibly relate to me as well. Because as humans, we have this physical body that has issues, that has struggles, and we have this mind and this heart inside of us that has issues and struggles. And so, like, BTS is my medicine. They are my treatment. They are my ointment. They are my balm. They are my band-aid. They're not just my band-aid, because a band-aid just doesn't always clear something up. You usually have to have a medicine on the band-aid or on your skin in order to heal up your layers of skin. And even then, you still might have scars. But so BTS isn't my band-aid. I won't say that. BTS gives me a band-aid, sort of. Like if I hear a BTS song, that song makes me feel better for a while, but it doesn't solve everything for me. Like, the solving of my life has to come from myself and my circumstances and my changes, the things I'm willing to do, the things that I'm able to do. I can't just sit around and wait for something or someone to solve my issues and my problems and my struggles. But BTS is my medicine, where they do make me feel better. And sometimes they make me feel better for 5 minutes or 2 minutes, if that's how long their song is, or if that's how long a clip is that I watch. I'm not really big on shorts. I'm not a super big fan of like fan-made videos or YouTuber shorts or Instagram shorts or reels. I don't love spending a lot of time on that. So if you're a creator who's making BTS content, I'm not really spending time on that. I will watch one here and there if I come across it, but for the most part, I'm not really watching that kind of stuff. I see it in Twitter, and I'm comfortable seeing it in Twitter because it's so quick and easy to watch. But I don't go to TikTok and stay there and watch people's reels and stories and shorts and all that. Because if I'm watching stuff about BTS, I'm watching official content, verified content. I'm watching Bangtan TV, I'm watching BTS Weverse, I'm watching Run BTS, I'm watching behind the scenes stuff. So just because my time is so limited, I don't have all this time to, kind of go pretty far out of what I've already told you I spend my time on. But as a result of that, unfortunately, the episodes that you got recently here in the podcast have been more kind of like off on side notes, side tangents, whatever, sidetracked. And I'm not sitting here fooling myself thinking, oh, armies want to hear this about me. Armies want to know this update about me because I've told them this or that about something I'm struggling with. Armies care about me and they need to hear all this and that personal information and like deeper, more personal stuff. I need to get into this or that because armies need to know it and they want to know it. I'm not fooling myself thinking that. It's just that I guess I have this gift of gab. I'm able to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Even if there's no one else to talk to or talk with, I'm able to talk and talk and talk to the point where sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll just tell them this story really fast, or I'll tell them this thing, or I'll mention this and then I'll get back to talking about BTS. But that's not always what happens. And so I noticed in part one, I think it was something maybe like 6 or 7 minutes went by where I wasn't talking about BTS, and I was like, I'm talking too much about something that's not about BTS. But at the same time, you guys should hopefully know that you're able to skip around and skip ahead. So if that ever happens, I encourage you to just skip ahead. Just keep on skipping until you hear like keywords like BTS names and member names and like some like whatever. Like skip over my personal stuff if you don't want to hear it. I do appreciate you for being here, and if you do listen to like my personal stories and stuff like that, that's great. Thank you so much for being a great friend and a great listener. But if you don't want to hear that and it's not for you, I am not going to get offended. I care more that you're here and hopefully you're getting something out of my episodes rather than worrying that you're listening to every minute and, excuse me, every detail. So I'm totally like in support of anyone who wants to skip around. I listen to a beauty and fashion podcast and I like to skip around. So if someone goes off on a tangent too long and I'm like, oh, I want to get to the good stuff, I want to get to the meat, I want to get to the reason why I'm here, or I want to hear the part about dating, or I want to hear about a part about the update on what the girl was doing for like her new job that she was creating, or anything like that, I don't feel guilty for skipping around. Same with YouTube videos. I don't feel guilty for double tapping, or moving the slider a little bit forward or a lot forward just to get to the part that I think is going to be the most relevant to me. And like, I'll watch Netflix shows and I'll watch K-dramas and I'll skip ahead because I'm like, I don't want to see all this commentary, or I don't want to see this recap, or I really don't care about this couple. I'm more interested in the other couple. If you guys are a fan of K-dramas, you might be watching, and there's usually a main lead, a guy and a girl. I'm not into BL or GL, by the way, but there's usually a main guy and a main girl, and then a side guy. Not a side guy, there's usually a love triangle. Sometimes there's a love square. Sometimes there's like a supporting couple that likes each other, or sometimes there's two guys that like a girl, and the one that she picks obviously is happy, and the one that she doesn't choose is sad for a while until they realize that there's someone else at work that they like that they can kind of go after. And so, what's the point of that? Oh, yeah, sometimes I'm saying I'm not interested in that side couple or that supporting couple as much as I'm interested in the leads. I had to pause it because I sneezed a couple times. Anyway, so I just want to come here and say that. And if you've been listening to part one and part two of the kind of filling in the gaps episodes, thank you so much for that. I realize that I skipped over, without meaning to, stuff like Take Two that BTS released. I didn't talk about Take Two, and I didn't talk about Proof. Basically, long story short on Proof, I loved what I heard from Proof, but since I didn't get to buy it, I didn't get to purchase it. There was that the one CD or one part of the collection where you get all of like the guides or the earlier versions of certain songs. And since those aren't available in Spotify, and there's a few songs that aren't available in Spotify and stuff, I don't really know what to say about those, but it was really fun to hear the guides and to hear like earlier versions of certain BTS songs. I ended up liking some of them really like a lot. I ended up, is Epiphany one of them? I'm trying to remember because I feel like Epiphany, I don't remember where I got to hear it, but somebody posted part of it or something. I can't remember if it was a YouTube video and someone was kind of illegally like downloading and then reposting, republishing or posting the CD from Proof that is not available to the public. So unless you actually pay for it and you buy a unless you actually buy a physical copy, you don't have access to those songs or something. But that's why I'm not really commenting on that part. Born Singer, I absolutely love. I don't love that there's swear words in it, but it doesn't offend me because I know that that's a super like meaningful song to them and to ARMYs. So I'll listen to Born Singer without cringing. I really, really love the song, and I always have ever since I heard it. I like Run BTS. It's not one of my favorites, but I do like it, and I loved watching them perform it in the, I think it was the Busan live concert that they did last summer. Pretty sure that's what it was. And Take Two is a super meaningful song. I don't listen to it a ton because I don't want to get tired of it. It's one of those tunes, one of them, you know, the way it actually sounds, the way it goes. It's one of those things where I don't want to listen to it over and over again because then I might get tired of it. It's the same way with a song like Stay Gold or other songs, For Youth. Like, if the tune and the beat and the production aren't super, super catchy to me or super, super, like, the lyrics are so meaningful, but if something about the tune of it is a little bit repetitive or maybe just not one, not every BTS song is, you know, someone's favorite. So, and that's okay. I remember listening to these girls who have a BTS podcast. Their podcast is called BTS, and I think it's Molly and Erica. I think that's their names. But they were talking about how when they first listened to Map of the Soul Persona, there were certain songs they didn't like, and I feel like they said Dionysus was one of them, and maybe Home was also one of them, or maybe they didn't like Dionysus and they loved Home. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've loved Dionysus ever since I first heard it. But there are other BTS songs that I don't love when I first hear them. And I don't flat out say, oh, yuck, I don't like that. But it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay if I don't listen to this one. I'm okay if I don't hear it very often. I'm even okay to skip over it. Some people will say, ARMYs will say BTS has no skippable songs. I don't really feel that's true for me. I know there are a lot of people who also don't feel that's true, but it's not a crime, and BTS isn't going to hate us if we skip over a song here and there. I feel like I really make up for it in other times because I'll listen to Stay Alive over and over again. I will listen to Epiphany over and over again. I'll listen to Magic Shop and Microcosmos and Butterfly and Fake Love over and over again. I will skip over The Truth Untold sometimes because it's emotional and it's slow, and sometimes I want to hear something more upbeat. But I love the song. I really do love the song. I love watching BTS perform it. So I'm just trying to say that like every ARMY is different, and everything that we've experienced that makes us who we are and makes us the ARMY that we are obviously is very different and personal and unique to us. So I don't need to try to fit a certain mold, fit a certain ARMY mold that other people are. And other people don't need to try to fit whatever, like, you know, we don't have to try to fit and be at someone else that we're not. So hopefully you guys have been getting a little something out of the podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. This is sort of just a kind of bonus episode, I guess. just I'll speak briefly on Taeyong's two songs that he released. He released Love Me Again, where he's in a cave and he's wearing leather and he's wearing sequins and he's wearing sparkles and he's wearing a sleeveless shirt and his hair looks cool. And like, I don't know why, 'cause I'm not really, I don't even know much about David Bowie, but for some reason I got David Bowie vibes when I watched that one. And then he released Rainy Days, where he's just in an apartment hanging out with his dog and doing whatever. I don't know if he's like taking notes, writing things, eating something, listening to music, walking around, whatever he's doing. And I thought, like, when I watched that MV, I'm not sure that I even saw any evidence that there was rain outside, but the song's called Rainy Days. So I didn't really read all the lyrics of either one of those yet, but I've listened to them a few times. And we just got the promotion schedule for V's Layover, where he told us that we're getting the slow dancing MV near the end of the promotion schedule. We're getting three photos, I guess. We're getting two teasers for a song called Blue, I believe. I'm hoping for more songs that, like, obviously I'm hoping for songs that are super personal and not super personal, super meaningful to Taeyong. I'm hoping for songs that he's proud of and that he loves, no matter what they sound like, no matter what I think of them. I'm just hoping for him to release things that he really adores and loves. And I'm not gonna be like, what's the word? One second. Picky and angry and disappointed if the album or the EP or whatever it's called doesn't sound a certain way or doesn't feel a certain way. But ultimately, like, if I could have my wish come true, I would love for another song like Inner Child or like Blue and Gray. Those songs are really great. So anyway, but he's an artist. He's a true artist. He knows how to make a special song. I really love Sweet Night. That song is wonderful. I really love Winter Bear. Like, the feeling that I get from those songs is kind of like a lullaby. It just kind of like hugs you and rocks you and holds you. Whether you're gonna fall asleep or not doesn't matter. You just feel safe. You feel loved. You feel comforted. And with these two recent songs, Love Me Again and Rainy Days, those songs are more just kind of like a grooving vibe, I would say, and not so much a rock me and hold me kind of a feeling. So I'm hoping for some of the ones kind of more like Blue and Gray or Sweet Night or Winter Bear, to be honest. And I wouldn't even mind one that's like Inner Child, because that one is not an anthem, but it is very, like, it's very dynamic. And I love it. So, I think that's all I'm going to say for today. And I thank you guys for being here as always. I appreciate you. This has been Begin the Search. You can find me on Twitter. I don't know what I'm supposed to call Twitter now because it's just this weird X, but you can find me there. And my handle or my name on Twitter is at KAETHOSTV. I'm considering if I'm going to make any other social medias for this, but honestly, I just really want more people from Spotify to listen in Spotify. Well, let me say this again. I would really love for you guys to access this podcast from Spotify. Like, I don't know if you're preferring to listen to it in Apple Podcasts, but it seems like that's where the majority of my listeners are coming from. As I'm going forward, I would like to make some BTS radio shows where I'm the DJ. And but the thing is, to make a radio show, to make a music show, you have to have talking content between each song for, I think it's at least a minute and a half or something like that, or at least 30 seconds. So it's not necessarily going to feel like a radio show. It'd feel more like a podcast, but then there would be music in it. Oh, cute. I see a little dragonfly. Oh, I love dragonflies and damselflies, whatever they're called. That's cute. Aw, so cute. Anyway, so oh, there's two of them. Aw. I love that. I love hummingbirds. I love bees, buzzy bees, any kind of bees, except the kind that don't seem to like anything that's more like a. Oh, there's another dragonfly. Anything that's more like a wasp or a hornet, I don't love, but I love any little bees that work on flowers and stuff. Anyway, what am I saying? Something about da 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 da. Suddenly, I don't remember because I interrupted myself, but oh, I think it was, yeah, a music show. If you listen in Spotify, you'll be able to hear the full song that I'm going to include every time I include a song in my music show or in my sort of music podcast. So I want to, like, for example, one of my ideas is to talk about the BTS songs with a lot of harmony in them, and then I would play those songs and I would point out certain parts where, like, my favorite part of the harmonies or who's doing the higher voice or different stuff like that. So I have those plans, but you guys aren't going to hear the songs that I talk about unless you listen to it in Spotify. You can have Spotify, you can listen to Spotify without paying for it. So please, if you haven't, consider making yourself a Spotify account. They don't ask for your credit card or any of that. You can listen to Spotify. I don't know if there's going to be some ads, I guess, if you don't pay for it. But there's like a student subscription rate. I think it's something like $4.99 a month. And then there's a family subscription rate, which is, I believe, $12.99 a month. I don't know if that's called premium, or if it's called multiple, or if it's called group, or if it's called family. But there are affordable ways to, when I say affordable, like how much is your coffee? How much is your slushie? You know, how much is your hot dog at the gas station? How much is that new thing of lipstick? Lipstick is way more expensive now than the cost of 1 month's worth of Spotify or Netflix or Viki Rakuten if you really love K-dramas or Asian dramas. So, you know, everything is all relative or personal to how we spend our money and how we spend our time making our money, what we do with our money. You might think that a carton of ice cream for $6 or $7 is way too expensive, but then you might say, oh, I really love unsalted butter because I can make cookies with it. So I'm going to pay $5 for 1 pound of unsalted butter. Like, it's all personal to how we want to do it and what we want to spend our resources on. So I'm just telling you that if you want to consider, I think it'd be great for you to consider listening to podcasts in Spotify because the music shows, like the one I'm talking about doing, are going to be so uplifting, I would say. They're so uplifting because it'd be BTS music, but then talking about the specific songs that I'm going to put in the program. And I just think it'd be meaningful to us. You know, me presenting it and you guys listening to it and enjoying it, all of us listening to the songs and enjoying them together. Because I'm not just going to pick the songs and not listen to it, I'm going to listen to them also. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening. At this point, it's almost like a full-length episode, I guess. It's not like 30 minutes, but it's close. It's 25 something minutes, and I appreciate you all. So please do come back if you're enjoying it and if you think anyone else would be uplifted by the things that I share. Please go ahead and share with them. And please let them know that if they listen in Spotify, they'll get to hear BTS music also. And that's a legal way for me to include BTS music in my show, in my podcast. Thank you so much. This has been Kay from Kathos, or at Kathos TV with Begin the Search. Take good care. Peace out. Bye bye.